An armed man is holding employees hostage at a federal bank in Lebanon's capital, Beirut. He's demanding his own money and threatening to burn down the bank. Security forces have not yet entered the building. Well, for more on this, let's bring in Zeina Khoda in Beirut. First of all, can you explain what the latest is and why he's holding hostages just to get his own money out?
Well, it is a tense situation. An armed man is inside that building, the federal bank. He is holding hostages, employees and citizens, an unknown number, I must say. They're believed to be at least six. A short while ago, we saw an elderly man leave the building. The government negotiator is trying to convince him to lay down his arms. In fact, even his brother has been brought in, and we saw his brother try to speak to him through the gates. Now, yes, this man is demanding his own money. Because for the past 3 years, Lebanon's commercial banks have imposed informal capital controls, trapping people's savings inside the banks. People are not able to access their money, and especially dollar accounts. When you withdraw money, there's limits on withdrawals, and they disperse the money in the local currency, which has devalued, and they don't even give it to the depositors at the market rate. So an unofficial haircut, if you like, people deprived from their savings. This man is saying he wants his money, $210,000. He's been visiting the bank in recent days, demanding $5,000 in order to be able to pay for his father's hospital bill. He doesn't have a job, and he believes that this is rightfully his. So a tense situation. This is not an armed robbery, if you like, an armed bank robbery in the full sense of the word, but this is a man taking hostages in the bank, demanding what he believes is rightfully his.
Indeed, this isn't the first time this has happened in Lebanon, is it?
No. A few months ago, a depositor in the east of the country also stormed a bank, armed, held employees hostages and demanded $50,000 of his money. He was given the money, but then he was arrested. People are desperate. More than 80% of the population is now poor. 3 years of an economic crisis, and yet the politicians, those who have been running and governing this country for decades, have done nothing really to reverse the economic collapse. They haven't approved an economic recovery plan. They're not passing the laws needed in order for an IMF bailout package, in order to be eligible for dollars. You see, people are angry. These are other depositors who have come to support the man inside, saying what he is doing is the right thing, because they've tried through legal means. They've held protests. They've demanded politicians force banks to give them their money. But banks argue that they lent the money to the state, which is now bankrupt. And unless the state pays them the money, then they cannot give the depositors any money.
Incredible scenes there. Thank you very much. That's Zeina Khoda in Beirut for us.